Let us read now from the Gospel according to Matthew and the chapter 26. Matthew 26, we read from the verse 6 about this woman in Bethany, Mary, who anointed the Lord Jesus Christ with precious ointment. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her." Boys and girls, I want to talk to you for a little moment about this woman Mary and what she did. It says there in verse 7, there came a woman. We know her name was Mary. She had an alabaster box of ointment, very precious ointment. She broke it. She poured it on his head. All of it leaked out upon the head of Jesus. And John, who also wrote this story, he says that the odor of it, the scent of it, filled the whole house. It poured down Jesus' head and was flowing out of his body, the smell and the scent. And coming from the person of Jesus was all this beautiful odor that filled the whole house and everybody could smell it. That alabaster box is, it's like a stone box. Not exactly stone, it's like limestone. Not like the pretty bottles of perfume that you buy today. You buy pretty bottles and there's perfume in them and they have these wee spray and you can spray them and you just spray a little bit and there's plenty left and it lasts a long, long time. But this alabaster box of ointment is a specially sealed, a special stone container, and it contains very precious oil. And this ointment that makes up this spikenard is not found locally. Most of the parts of this spikenard come from afar. They come from abroad. And there would be no lid. And mostly it's used. People would purchase it. And at the time of death, they would break it and they would use it for the embalming of their dead loved ones, to embalm the cloth, put oil and ointment on the cloth, and then to wrap their loved ones up as they bury them, to take away and to slow down the stench and the awful smell of death. Well, Mary has this box of ointment. It's probably for her death or for the death of some loved one in the house. But she decides that she's going to pour it all on Jesus. She wants to do that because she knows he's going to die. She knows she's not going to be able to take part in the embalming of him at death. And so she comes before his death and she does it now. And the Lord Jesus says, "She's doing it for my burial. She's not going to be able to do it then. And she's doing it now for me." And she'd done this because she loved him. And she cracked that box, knowing that he's going to die. And she pours it all over his head and it flows down to his body. And as I said, the smell fills the house. While what Mary does is beautiful and it's lovely, it's not mainly what I want to talk about today. She's really mirroring the Lord Jesus. She's doing what Christ is going to do, you see. Like Mary loving him, he loved us. And like Mary breaking this alabaster box, the Lord had something very precious concerning his person that was broken. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he came from a far country. He came from heaven. He is precious. He is the only one of his kind, the Son of God, God manifested in flesh. And on the outward appearance, he didn't look like much in many ways. The people that see him don't desire him. He just looked ordinary, plain. Just like this alabaster box, just plain stone, just like other boxes. But inside it is something valuable and something precious. And Jesus, while he looked like a man and was a man, and he is the man of Galilee, looked like all other Galileans. He's Jesus of Nazareth, that looked like all other men of Nazareth. But inside, he has grace is abundant. He has a sinlessness. He has the infilling of the Spirit like no other man. He's Messiah. He's anointed above all the other fellows, other men. And so he's precious. He's very valuable. And in some regards then, like this alabaster box filled with ointment, he's like that. Outwardly plain, but inwardly precious and rich in grace and valuable in his person. And in love, just like Mary loved him and cracked the box and spread it all over him, so in love, his body. Our bodies are like vessels of clay, like stone boxes in some ways. And he said, this is my body. It's broken for you. She broke the alabaster box. And Jesus says, this is my body. It's broken for you. He poured out his life unto death. And he did it in his love for us. All the breaking that took place, at the cross. He was broken at the cross. And you know something? There came out a sweet odor. A beautiful odor. The Jews didn't smell it. The Roman soldiers didn't smell it. Because you know where this odor went? It filled the house. It filled his father's house. In my father's house are many mansions. His body was broken for our sins and his love for us on the cross. And the odor of that broken body, the odor of that sacrifice, the sweet-smelling savor of that cross work, it filled all the house. Heaven's house. Filled the whole house. It reconciled heaven to earth. It did wonderful things. The broken body of Jesus Christ. And that's what we trust in, boys and girls. That broken body of Jesus, the Savior who died for us. We trust in him. We rest in him. That's why we can come to the Father through him. Because the sweet savor of his cross has sweetened heaven so that sinners can come in to the presence of God. And because of Christ's love for you, boys and girls, and because of his broken body for you, you can come to the Father. And the Father doesn't smell the smell of your vile sins. And he doesn't smell the stench of your awful depravity so that the wrath comes out of his nose towards you. No, there's none of that. Because the sweetness of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ covers all your sin so that you can come into the presence of God and be accepted. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Isn't he a gracious Lord Jesus? Don't we love him? Because he first loved us and gave himself for us. So believe in him, boys and girls, and trust in him every day. Stay close to him. Cling to Christ. And he will give you acceptance in heaven. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee again for the children. We thank thee for their attentiveness to thy word. We pray that their little minds may have understanding through the gracious and powerful illumination of thy mighty Holy Spirit. And may all these boys and girls be brought to rich and deep understanding of the things of God, and to true saving faith in thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we ask all this. Amen.